This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. If you tuned in yesterday morning, I was asking the question, do you know what your life's mission is? Some people say, what is that all about? I haven't got a clue. How awful it would be to come towards the end of your life and say, I have lived a meaningless life. I really didn't know what I was supposed to do. So I believe, as we look at this again today, that we're all born for a reason. We all have significance in the world. So it doesn't matter who you are or how useless you feel you are. I think, in fact, it's more than I think. I believe we're all blessed with gifts. God has made us the way we are. And I really like Stephen Covey, the author, who asks questions of what makes you smile? Are there particular hobbies, projects, or events that make you smile? What are the favorite things that you do, but that you used to do as well? If you did something that made you lose track of time, what are they? What makes you feel great about yourself? Are there people that inspire you, perhaps some people that you've read about or someone in your own family? What about the things that you're good at? Or what do people typically ask you for help in? You know, is there one thing that keeps coming back again and again where people say, I need your help? That is certainly something that makes you feel significant. If you had to teach something, what would you teach? Is there something that you're really good at? And what would you regret not doing in your life? And what are the deepest values in your life? So Stephen Covey really asks some good questions. And I think they made me think too. What are your preferences, the motivations, the abilities that you've got? So they're all part and parcel of this question, do you know where you're going? There's an old saying that says, if you don't know where you're going, well, you'll end up somewhere else. Too many people today have got no idea of their talents, or they feel confused and they're afraid of sort of stepping out to do something worthwhile. And then there's this amazing statement from the Bible, because the Bible and God's word has some encouragement. Psalm 37, verse 23 and 24. And it's a promise. If you do what the Lord wants, he will make certain each step you take is sure. The Lord will hold your hand, and if you stumble, you still won't fall. And I think you can take encouragement from that in a book called How to Find Your Mission in Life. Richard Nelson Bowles says, as the stone doesn't always know what ripples it's caused in the pond when the surface is impacted, neither do we or those who watch our life always know what we've achieved by our life or by our mission. It may be, he says, that by the grace of God, we help bring about a profound change for the better in the lives of other people. But this can take place, he says, beyond our sight or after we're gone. We may never know what we've accomplished until we see Jesus face to face after this life is past. And that's true, isn't it? Sometimes we worry about the impact we're having in this life. It could be, you know, that when you're gone, when you're dead and gone, your children, your family, your friends will really be very glad of the person you were. Psalm 37 verse 4 has another wonderful promise. It says, do what the Lord wants and he will give you your heart's desire. Often it's the happiest people are those who follow what God wants them to do. So how do you find out? It reminds me of the boy and the father traveling together up a hill, and they were in an old wagon, and suddenly a huge boulder rock appeared on the road, and the wagon couldn't get around it. So the boy got out of the wagon, tried to move this boulder. He couldn't do it. He went to a tree. He took off a large branch of the tree and tried to pry the stone out. The branch snapped. And then the boy tried to push it, but of course he couldn't. Exhausted and frustrated, he got back into the wagon, looked out. He said, I've tried everything. I just cannot do it. And his father very patiently said, look, son, you haven't tried everything. I've rolled the stone, the boy said. I've pushed the stone. What didn't I do? And the father looked at him in great tenderness and said, you didn't ask me for help. That's the story, isn't it? We can find our mission in life as we ask God. When Jesus Christ actually comes into your life, we begin to understand that we've been called according to the purpose of God. It's not an accident. And discover your mission. And the greatest mission is, of course, to live for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's so true. Help us to find that mission and find it today. Amen.